DJ 那边吗？我
Morning, Dave.
Taking a nervous dog to the groomer this morning. How about you? What you up to?
I'm on my way to church this morning.
All right. Oh, well, you got plenty of time.
I'm going to church clear on the other side of the county, so I got a good drive.
Well, that allows you the time to absorb the beauty of nature. Get that a lot throughout the week anyway, don't you?
Up here where I live, yeah. If you just open your eyes and look around, take a minute. There's plenty of it here.
When I got to get out and travel during the day, very seldom did I get to see the outdoors. I was always inside an office with no windows. There were windows, but they were clear on the other side of the room. You couldn't see much outside.
It's not a life that for me that I could do. Even as a mechanic, I was outside around all day long, so it didn't bother me too bad with that.
Not for humans or any other animal. I think we were meant to be outdoors.
Out there that argue that point with you.
There's a lot of diversity on this earth. but I don't know. Maybe if I'd have been outdoors all the time, I'd have wanted to stay in the office. I don't know, but... I got to travel every now and then, and on travel days, it was nice. It is a nice break. Get to see things that you don't see when you're staring at a computer screen all day long.
There's something about being able to see it for yourself and not through a computer screen. And I always love traveling. I love to go on trips. And that's one of the reasons I don't like to fly is because I like to enjoy the journey.
A lot when I was out of the United States, and I'd like to do it more now that I'm inside the United States. See more of the U.S. I saw more of Europe than I've seen of U.S.
Quite a bit of the U.S., especially as a kid. My dad was a truck driver, so in the summertime and before I went to school and all that, and before him and mom got a divorce, we were always with him anytime we could.
Life, was that before school or on summer break, or what allowed you to be away from school that much?
Summer break, and then before I started school.
Every day's a vacation day, huh?
Well, as a kid, you know, I didn't really enjoy it because you're cooped up in a truck all day long, except for when it stops for fuel or to get food. But we did get to see a lot of things, and he did stop to show us things here and there when he had time. But for the most part, you were just there with the family looking out the windshield.
Okay, that reminds me, 2 years during the summer, or 2 years, 2 weeks during the summer, I'd go to Washington, D.C. to visit with my grandmother. And then I'd come home, or my sister would go for 2 weeks, and then she'd come home, and then I'd go visit for 2 weeks. And we kind of got that same dose of, it was summertime, it was, you know, school was out, we were on the road for many hours to get to D.C., it seemed like, and then riding around with my grandmother on the Beltway, she had a Pontiac Le Mans, and like a 68 or 69 Pontiac Le Mans, and she'd do 90 miles an hour on the Beltway and wouldn't bat an eye at it.
Could you imagine today if we still had to drive those big old land yachts that they did back then? The amount of crashes there would be.
There crashes too, because those cars weren't forgiving. Those cars, when they hit, the humans inside absorbed the impact.
You know what a crumple zone was?
Days. That's when we used to ride in the back of pickup trucks with a dog in the back. No seat belts. Four or five people in the back, a couple of people in the front, and having a blast. Didn't know the danger we were in.
We used to set up on the bed rails, or we'd have coolers set in there or lawn chairs set up and ride around in the forest up here when you could get, that's back when you could get in the forest up here. Nowadays, you can't even get near that place, so I don't even try. But, yeah, those were the good old days.
lived up north before we moved down here. We moved back and forth a lot, and I remember my dad taking an old hood of an old 50-something car, or trunk lid or hood, I can't remember which it was, and chaining it to the back bumper of his car and going out on Lake Michigan and dragging that, had kids piled all on that hood upside down, and dragging kids across the lake and swinging them as the cars go sideways, and the hood would swing out. It was kind of like a skier behind a boat.
To do that up here, with behind trucks, four-wheelers, whatever, when it snowed, anything we could pull, we were piled on it. And it just really didn't pay attention to the danger we were really in. Didn't think nothing about it like you do nowadays.
Think about it, all the safety precautions that are out now. So wonder we, as many of us that made it, did make it.
For warning labels and safety devices have saved a lot of lives in the last few decades.
Yeah, but they haven't been without their hassle. They do get to be a hassle sometimes. I just recently started when I get drop cords. I had to get a couple of drop cords not too long ago. And when they came in, first thing I did was cut all those warning labels off. Because the other ones, before that, I used to look at those warning labels and wind cord up and stuff like that with those things in the way and have to work around them for years. And I decided, no more of that. These things are out of here. They're gone when it's brand new.
We'll take the one off the mattress now. That one's a big deal there.
The kitchen table chairs. I used to lay on the kid. As a kid, I used to lay on the floor looking up at the bottoms of the kitchen table chairs with those do not remove tags on them. I'm wondering, well, are the police going to come get you if you take these things off?
Do the same thing, and you're just wondering why did they put that on there like that. Do not remove. It's a label. What big deal is it if you remove it after you purchase it?
Reason it worked with me. I never did remove those things till recently, and now that's the first thing to go.
Time to see the y'all are going next week or this coming weekend to see the grandkids, right, in Charlotte.
And but it might we're gonna they want to go to one of the amusement parks in Raleigh in Charlotte, so it might be that we meet them halfway instead of driving all the way there this time. Meet them halfway and go to amusement park. Still trying to figure out what to do with the dog, though. We've got a dog that never has been boarded. And you have to pick your motels wisely, the ones that will let you bring a dog in.
Yeah, we have the same issue. Trying to find somebody to take care of the dog or something like that. It's turned into quite the chore. And ours has never been boarded. The only person she ever stayed with was my mother-in-law, and she's not with us anymore, so now we don't have anybody.
Debbie, that does make it difficult when you're going out of town. That's one of the reasons we don't take any more vacations than we do, is because it's all so hard to figure out what you're going to do with the dog. But she's worth it. Wouldn't trade her for anything.
I'm the same way. My wife is over here sticking her head, agreeing with you. We don't take many vacations unless my son's off and he's not going with us now. But he's come over and watch her. That's got to be a headache also for him because he's working so much. I am getting up here into Bavard, so I'm going to lose you here shortly, and it's super foggy up here, so it's probably breaking up pretty good anyway. So I'll go ahead and say 7-3. You have a July, if I don't talk to you, say 6-4, and I'll be clear.
Exactly where it cuts off, because every transmission up until that last one was good, and that last one was pretty scratchy. Anyway, enjoy the church session there today. And have a good rest of the week, rest of the long weekend. It was good talking to you. KO4HKX, W4DJW Mobile.